Well, you stopped all the shots, and you didn't, and you got the win, but you don't get the shutout. I guess that's a little unusual, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm used to unusual this year, so it is what it is. We got the win.
What happened there with your equipment?
The little lace that attaches my skate to my pad just completely ripped apart, so we tried to get it to knot it up and get me back in there, but it was a bit trickier than we thought.
It looked like you actually were going to skate back to give it a try and then tripped over it?
Yeah, I thought it was all together and all done, and I guess it must have just come undone.
Is that a case where the officials just are being a little impatient, not giving you more time to get it fixed, or...?
We were working at it for a while, I feel like. Yeah. I would say it was the regular allotted time before they kind of get requesting another goalie in there.
What do you make of the performance by your team to kind of keep your workload a little bit lower than maybe you'd often like it?
Yeah, that was definitely a team win, especially against a team that's been struggling this year. It's nice to see us come out and give it the same effort that we normally do and not take them easy.
First 5 or 6 minutes, though, you were quite busy. I think the shots were 5 or 6-0, and you had to make a couple big stops there. Did you think maybe team might be a little slow out of the gate?
Yeah, they came out pretty hard, and I wouldn't say we came out slow. They had a couple good zone shifts on us, and we weathered the storm, and then I feel like it didn't last very long.
You obviously had some experience with Eric Comrie. I mean, was it kind of a neat thing to be in a game that involved him at the other end like that?
Yeah, whenever you're playing against a friend, it's fun, and the competitive nature kind of gets ramped up a bit, and it's nice to see him playing and back in game action.